I finally shaved my beard. I had a beard going for 4 months. So then I go to the barbershop to trim my beard, and my barber, true story, is telling me about this new razor he has that's from Henson Shaving. HensonShaving.com. You'll get 100 blades for free when you use the promo code JJR. You can see how soft and smooth the shave was on my Instagram at John J. Van S.
You buy the razor one time and it's good for life. It's better for your skin. For me, I have sensitive skin and a thick beard. This is the best razor I have ever used, ever. HensonShaving.com.
Promo code JJR.
Wake your ass up, fool. John Jay and Rich. What's crackin' like? And this is the big boss dog, Snoopy Deagle Double Jizzle. Bam, boom, what you gon' do? John Jay and Rich. We're not talking about Ren 1010. We're not talking about Lassie. It's the one and only dog, y'all. The classy, sassy, big Snoop Deagle Double Jizzle. In your face to be and in the place to be. And you're listening to John Jay and Rich. Wake your ass up.
John Jay and Rich, Friday, June 9th. Yay!
Yay!
Come on now. Come on now. Our phone number is 877-937-1047. You can call us and jump on the air with us right now. In fact, you should call and talk to Peyton, because I think what happened to Peyton's boyfriend and Peyton is hilarious. What happened, Peyton?
So yesterday I was at home and Kadeem was on his way home from work and he had to stop by the store. And so he's at the store by himself. I'm not there. He doesn't really like going to the store without me. He's a weirdo like that.
Like what store?
We said we were done smoking, and he went to the dispensary.
Oh.
I am ashamed. Anyways.
Wait, you said you were done smoking, he went to the dispensary, you said you're done drinking, and tequila's pouring out of your veins.
Yeah, basically. But, like, we had a two-day tolerance break, so, like, at least we're pacing ourselves, right?
So he's at the store.
Okay, so he's at the dispensary, and somebody walked up to him and asked him if he was my boyfriend, and he was like, nope. No idea who you're talking about. And walked away. I was like, okay, that's cool, I guess. And I was like, you're joking, right? Like, you were like, just kidding. He was like, no, I literally was like, I have no idea who you're talking about.
Is he going with you to Los Angeles? I mean, you're going to LA to see your grandma, right?
He is. He was convinced. Well, I guess he wasn't really convinced. So all week I was like, come on, like, you should come with me. And I was kind of on like the edge on if I was even going to go. And I kind of just decided, like, okay, we're all going. My whole family's going. We're taking the 12-passenger van. There's going to be 11 of us in the car. And I'm on the phone with Kadeem as he's coming home from work. And he's like, why did your dad just text me saying, hey, make sure that you're ready to go. 5 p.m., we're leaving. And I was like, okay. Because Kadeem has told everybody he is not going on this trip. So my dad has took it upon himself to demand that Kadeem is there and gave him no option. So honestly, at first, the first text was, hey, I want you to come. And then Kadeem didn't text back. 2 minutes later, hey, you're coming. Be ready at 5.
So is he going to be the 12th passenger?
Yes.
Because, you know, a 12-passenger van seats about 10 comfortably.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And it's, like, not even, like, going to be a peaceful ride. It's, like, my sister, my two nephews, my auntie, my three cousins, my three little cousins, me, Kadeem, my mom, and my dad.
You got to get video just of that van ride.
Jeez,
for us to play on Monday.
Not ready.
This is where he needs to deny that he's your boyfriend right now.
In the car.
I don't know her. And not go on that trip.
He doesn't want to go. He's like, I don't want to go. And I'm like, but my dad is telling you, you have to go, so you have to go. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're trying to schmooze the future father-in-law.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you got to. That's why when I was schmoozing my wife and I had to schmooze her dad, it was like, hey, we're going to go golfing. So I went and took golf lessons so I could hang, and I was terrible. I never got asked to go golfing with him again.
Well, that was a good theory.
It was a good thing, but also trying to schmooze the dad. So I wanted him like, you know, oh, this guy's great. Then, you know, then he invited me to the Super Bowl, and then I said no. And then that went south after that.
Well, yeah. Who denies tickets to the Super Bowl?
There was a lot of people there. I didn't want to deal with it.
I think the only reason my dad wants him to go is so he has someone to play dominoes with. Like, seriously. I think that's the only reason.
But when you guys go on a road trip like that with a 12-passenger van, is there your dad or is he in charge of the music?
Probably.
And what kind of music do you listen to?
He'd probably just put on like a bunch of like hip hop, like, I don't know. He'd probably put on like a Pandora shuffle or something.
Oh, that's good.
But it's like, we have like the baby, like Seven's going to be in the car, my little nephew Seven. He's almost three. He's probably going to want to listen to Coco Melon Wheels on the Bus.
Oh, right.
So it's like, or Baby Shark. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is going to be absolutely awful.
We just want to hear from you, and I don't think that's too much to ask, and it's really stressing me out that you're not calling.
877-937-1047. It's John, Jay, and Rich.
John, Jay, and Rich. I got a DM from Dana last night, and she was asking about a certain horoscope situation. And she goes, can you have Peyton do this? And I was like, you know what? You should ask, because this is really interesting. Good morning, Dana.
Hi, good morning.
What is your situation, and what is the horoscope vibe you asked for?
Okay, so I'm really nervous, because it's always so fun to talk to you guys. But I wanted to ask Peyton if she could read, like, a quick little, like, compatibility between signs, because I'll go through it really quickly. And I know this is, like, totally not okay, and I'm aware of that. But I work with this guy, and he is just, like, anytime I need to speak with him, I always sound like a dummy because I can't, like, speak. Because he's just, like, so hot, and I, like, can't form the right words. And then I, like, daydream about him, and then I, like, nightdream about him. And I was just wondering if Peyton could do, like, a Capricorn, Pisces compatibility kind of read.
Which one are you?
I'm Capricorn.
Okay, and he's the Pisces. But there's even one more layer to this story, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, he's married.
Oh. Small detail.
Spicy. Mm-hmm.
And so are you, is this a fantasy, or are you actually wishing for something to happen?
I don't know. It's like a little bit bold. Obviously, I would never, but I want to make it clear, I would never make the first move.
Okay, so you know he's married, but if he made a move on you, you're okay with it.
Yeah, because I'm not married.
Okay. Oh, okay.
You don't know. I mean, as terrible as it is, it's like you really don't owe them anything. Like,
just, you know, common decency.
Well, yeah, but that's true. But I'm just saying, like, if you really look at it, it's like he's the one that's cheating.
Okay.
Yeah, just common decency.
Okay, either way.
But we're not judging. We're not judging.
Do you have the horoscope Pisces vibe? Let's see what they are.
I do.
It's Pisces and Capricorn. Okay, what do you got?
All right, we'll start with Pisces, because Pisces in your romantic life, you guys need to do something a little silly with regards to your romantic life. So whatever that means, if it's, you know, maybe venturing out, seeing, you know, some other options, that's an option for you. But honestly, you kind of need to take some time to regain your credibility for Pisces.
So how's that sound so far for him?
Minus the regain credibility or that part, I liked it.
Yeah.
Okay, now Capricorn.
So for Capricorn, get ready for some deep discussions between you and a lover. Because if you've been avoiding a certain issue associated with some things, then you definitely need to have that conversation, and it'll clear everything up once and for all.
What does that mean, Peyton?
I don't know. What does that mean? You have to tell me.
I don't know.
I feel like maybe this is saying, like, it might be time to maybe have that conversation. I don't know. Do you guys work in the workplace?
Even though they're nothing, what are we?
Leave them alone. Just leave them alone.
Do you think, could he be clueless about how you feel, or does he have any idea?
I don't know, because I'm naturally just like a hi, good morning kind of person. Like engaging, I guess. But I don't know. I want to say yes. So I was talking to my friend last night, and she was like, maybe he does have a crush on you because you're so weird around him. You get so giddy. And I was like, oh, that's good though, right?
I feel like it would be more fun for you if you just leave it as a crush, because if you took it to the next level, it could get very messy.
That's true.
And make your work like really crazy uncomfortable.
And your life crazy and uncomfortable.
You don't want to mess with that. What if even if you did have fun, what if his wife is going to be hurt and you're really, you know, really destroying another person's life just for a crush?
Oh, my gosh. Rich.
Or you just go for it. How many of these second marriages or something like that happen where the person marries a mistress and they live happily ever after?
Oh, my gosh.
There's hundreds of stories like that.
I mean, that does happen.
Yeah. So, Dana, there's different ways of looking at it. It's all your attitude determines your altitude.
But
well, I have some good news for you, Dana, okay?
Yeah.
Because Pisces and Capricorns are very compatible, in all caps, very compatible. So even though you guys are like polar opposites, you guys bring out like the strength to your relationship. So Pisces, you guys are attracted to Capricorns, like steady, loyal personality. And Capricorns are drawn to Pisces, intuitive and supportive nature. So you guys are both earth and water signs, and you guys get along really well.
All right.
Yeah.
It's all in the cards. Let us know, Dana. Good luck, and thanks for listening.
All right, thank you so much.
You know when it gets the last call and all the dudes kind of start creeping up on you?
We have the solution.
Give them the John, Jay, and Rich Drunk Dial line. 602-888-1933. It's John, Jay, and Rich.
So keeping with what we just did with the romantic front, what's the specific thing you're doing for predictions, Peyton?
I'm going to tell you who you romantically are compatible with. So whatever your sign is, I'm going to tell you which sign or signs you should maybe see what's up with.
Let's say hi to Bailey. Hi, Bailey.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bailey, do people call you Bales?
They do.
They do?
Okay. Ah, every time you have to ask that.
But I've talked to one Bailey that loves it. I've talked to another Bailey that hates it. But the thing is, if you watch the show, it's called The Last Thing He Told Me. He calls his daughter Bales, but it doesn't sound authentic. And obviously it's not because he's an actor.
Right.
Come on, Bales. Anyway, what's your sign, Bailey?
Scorpio.
All right, so we got Scorpio for Bailey. We also got it for our guy, Andrew. Scorpios, if you get a Scorpio with another Scorpio, that's probably going to be the hottest couple that you can find out there. Scorpios are really good with other Scorpios because they love their spicy time. So Scorpios and Scorpio people may fight and argue, but when it comes to that good makeup time, you can't get any better than them.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, Bales. Oh, boy, Bales. Plus, you know what today is? Do you guys know what today is?
What?
National SEX Day.
What? Oh, is it?
It is. Do you know why?
Why? Why?
What's the date, Peyton?
It is June 9th.
Give me that in numbers.
Oh, it's 6-9.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Hello. Okay. All right, Bailey. Have a great day, little horn dog.
You too.
Jody, what's your sign?
I'm a Virgo.
All right, just like John Jay, Virgos can stay single their whole life and honestly be happy. But Virgos are one of those signs where they most don't actively go out and just pursue dating. They sort of intuitively know what's right for them, and they have that one strike you're out mentality because they seek that perfection and set high standards. So Virgos are good with other earth signs like Taurus and Capricorns because they're more scheduled, planned out, and not as spontaneous, which are all qualities that are super important to a Virgo.
That sounds just about right.
Yeah.
Sounds so right.
Perfect. Thank you, Peyton.
You're welcome.
Bye, Jodifer.
Bye.
Nikki was sending me a DM going, I'm trying to call you. Nikki, you know, all the way from Tokyo, but I don't know if she's still in Tokyo or not. Where are you now, Nikki?
Yeah, no, I'm in San Antonio. No, I tried to call like 3 times and like I could tell it got picked up, but I couldn't hear anything. But I finally got through.
That's not you and that's not Grant. That's our horrible phone system. But
true.
Yeah.
If you were calling from Tokyo, it would have been fine.
Right? You had such a better connection when you're in Tokyo than you in San Antonio. But she's a Cancer. Cancer, right? Okay.
All right, Nikki. Yes. So for Cancer this morning, Cancers are very maternally oriented. So they typically match up with someone who's a homebody and wants to have kids, or be around family. So you're also very sensitive and don't want to be around someone who's just going to stir up your emotions. So Cancers are the most compatible with other earth signs such as Virgos, Capricorns, or Taurus because it gives them some sense of a grounding and stability.
Mm-hmm. I am so sensitive.
I know, right?
And I do have 3 kids, so definitely a homebody here now.
Right? Look at that.
Yep. Yeah, perfect. Thank you, Peyton.
Bye, Nikki.
Bye.
Shanae.
Good morning, everybody. I ain't heard you say nobody was compatible with me.
Well, I'm going to tell you who you're compatible with, Shanae the Gemini, because Geminis are very good at dating 2 people at one time because you guys get bored easily. And if you aren't being simulated on an intellectual level, it's going to be a problem. You need someone that you can be with, that you can always talk to and is down to earth. So that's why you'd be great with other air signs such as Libras and Aquarians. So fire signs such as Leos, Sagittarians, and Aries could also be a really good match for Geminis too. Because of that fire and air, they just stimulate each other. And Gemini, you guys crave that constant stimulation.
Stimulation. Today's what day? Oh, my bad.
Don't get you some.
Okay. Thanks, Shanae. What do you have for Libra?
Yeah, Kyle, Libras are revved up by the Gemini and Aquarians because they are really good at just having conversations. And Libras are also very compatible with fire signs like Leos, Sagittarians, and Aries because those signs can be very stimulating and fun and active energy from a Libra. And you just like to be on the go. And those people kind of match up with you.
I like to do stuff.
Yeah.
Too many adventures ahead.
How about Leo?
Yeah. So for Leo this morning, Leos, are extremely romantic, so they want to be around other people who are also romantic. So a Leo is very good at dating other Leos because they both have that same level of vanity and romance, and they need the same sort of thing. The only difficulty that they might have is they compete for other people's attention and try to outdo one another. But Libras know exactly how to hit the heart of a Leo to make them happy and just give them what they want. So I mean, Kyle are like the best.
Mm-hmm. All right, so if you want to know your horoscope, you go to johnjayandrich.com. They are all up there right now. They're all posted. Hey, so if you go to my Instagram, you can see I finally shaved my beard. I had a beard going for 4 months. 4 months. So then I go to the barbershop to trim my beard, and my barber, true story, is telling me about this new razor he has that's from Henson Shaving. And I'm like, oh my God, Rich and I are doing their commercials. And he pulls out the razor. I said, when the time comes and I want to shave my beard, will you shave it with the Henson? And he says, yes. And we did it yesterday. It's on my Instagram. It is a smooth blade. It is a smooth razor. I have zero skin issues. I used to not like shaving all the time because I'd get a rash. No rash. Oh, no rash.
It's the greatest. They've got this down. And isn't one of those subscription things where it's like, and every month they'll send you this. No, no. You buy the razor one time and it's good for life. And they also send you a bunch of blades, like 100 blades that you can, you know, get for free. All you got to do is use the promo code JJR. It's better for your skin. For me, I have sensitive skin and a thick beard. This is the best razor I have ever used, ever. HensonShaving.com. HensonShaving.com.
Promo code JJR.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We want you to be part of the show. Call us. 877-937-1047. Get on the air with John, Jay, and Rich.
Kyle, what are three things we need to know today?
The FDA has now actually pulled the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine off the shelves. It was paused over rare blood clot concerns, and now they've just said it cannot be given out. It's
uh-oh.
Done.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, Richard.
Uh-oh, that's the one I took.
Well, I mean, no. You're not alone. Millions of people took that one, too, but now they just said they are no longer allowing it. Amazon and Grubhub are extending free Grubhub Plus for Amazon Prime members. So the deal actually started last year, and typically Grubhub Plus costs about $10 a month, and that fee eliminates delivery fees from participating restaurants, which makes it a lot easier for you to get your food delivered. Now, it was supposed to end, but now Amazon Prime members who missed out on the first year deal can sign up before July 5th. I think it's a pretty awesome deal. Yeah. I actually never heard of that. And I'm like, I'm an Amazon Prime member. I could do that. That's pretty awesome. Technology is really awesome, too. And every company, like car companies and technology companies, they do these concept designs where you can kind of see, hopefully, where the future of the product is going. And airplanes have done that. So there's a huge airplane company. It's called Airbus, right? And they just showed off their next gen version of what they think airplanes could be like in the next 12 years.
Did you post this on your stories?
I didn't.
What?
I must have seen it somewhere else. I will post it on my stories, but just so you can see it.
I only go on your stories.
maybe you saw it somewhere else, but it has been online. And the picture basically shows, like, you see the cabin of an airplane, except for the roof of the airplane is open. So you'll be able to, like, gaze at the stars or see the clouds above you. The windows are, like, interactive maps, and they'll tell you, you know, how much time you have left in the flight, where you are. They're like basically tablets on the windows next to you in the seats. And then they think they're going to sort of revolutionize how you eat on the plane. They say pre-ordering will give you more options. That's different. That's not it.
But I was right. You posted an airplane thing.
I posted an airplane thing, not this.
Okay.
The airplane thing that I posted was they redesigned the seats to where they're staggered. And I said, that's not cool because your face is going to be in someone's butt and you're in the fart zone.
Good points.
Depends whose butt.
These seats look pretty normal to what you've kind of seen, maybe a little bigger. But I think that these particular changes could make it really cool. I think you would get your food before you even get on the plane, which then would make it quicker for you to get your little
snack. That's not what I'm hearing. All the things I'm hearing are all the reasons your flight's going to get delayed. I'm sorry, our sunroof's stuck open. You can't take off.
It's always open. You don't have to open it. Yeah, but I think it could be pretty cool. And a lot of times these days we're like, oh no, technology, the robots are taking over. Like, this is one of those examples that I think it's like, technology is really exciting. And that's three things you need to know.
I don't know how you found us.
But I'm so thankful that you did. It's John, Jay, and Rich.
We got this cool feature on the iHeartRadio app. It's a talkback feature. You just tap the microphone and you can leave us a talkback. And I think yesterday we were talking about life hacks or food hacks, and we have a talkback.
Another food hack that you guys might like, instead of a koozie around your ice cream, put a coffee cup, and then you get a handle while you're eating it, and your hand doesn't get cold. You're welcome.
Thank you.
I like that one.
Super also, smart. Early we were talking about flexes, right? Like a little flex that you're proud of. Like, I think an example Rich had was chapstick, finishing a whole tube of chapstick.
Without losing it.
Jordan sent me one. She actually sent me a picture, and it's classic. Jordan, what is your flex that you're proud of?
Hi. My flex that I'm proud of, my flex that I'm proud of is that I flanked a Wendy's drive-thru intercom without getting caught.
Did you hear that? I think you need to say that again, because it's been a while since that was a big thing. Can you say it again slower?
I said I flanked a Wendy's intercom, their drive-thru intercom, without getting caught.
Like planked, like when you lay on your stomach, like that viral trend, and you like plank?
100%. Yeah, you got to be straight as a board.
Look.
Right on top of that intercom.
Oh my God. That's hilarious.
That is so funny.
Yeah. Such a good plank.
Dude, I know.
So good.
Look,
it was
up there.
It was good. It was good. I got a lot of clout for it.
Your form is impeccable.
Right?
I work out, you know, I got like a 2-pack going on. It's fine.
And then you said to me, you go, hey, just FYI, something you should know. And what was the other thing you said?
Pro tip, they do not take your order in a drive-thru if you are not in a car, even if you pretend you're in a car.
That's true.
Which is bogus. So, I mean, if you want food past lobby close time. Sorry, guys. It's not happening.
Hey, you know what's funny, Jordan, is Grant has your picture up on our screen, and he's zooming in, and he zooms in on your butt, and when he pans down, the sign underneath you, do you know what the sign says underneath you on that plank picture? Zoom in, Grant.
It say?
It said buttered toasted buns.
I mean, I'm pretty funny, yeah, but I didn't know I was that funny.
That's a great picture. All right, Jordan, thanks for sharing that flex. Have a great day.
Yeah, no problem.
Matt, what's your flex that you're proud of?
Hi. First of all, big fan of this show. Thank you for having me on. So one that I'm very proud of is that about a week ago, I was at the grocery store, and I ran into my math teacher when I was in the fifth grade. And this man just did not like me whatsoever and always told me I was be a good for nothing and I would never get anywhere in life. Well, it turns out that today I became, I'm a mine engineer and make really, really good money. And when I walked back to the car after I finished shopping, he coincidentally walked out as well and saw me, you know, getting into my brand new Mercedes AMG, and the look on his face, I could tell he recognized me too. So I knew he recognized me, and it just felt so good getting in that car.
That's a great flex. Yeah. What kind of teacher says that to a kid
that's
in fifth grade?
Lame.
What the hell?
Oh, yeah, he really had it out for me. He did not like me whatsoever, but I just never gave up on my dreams until your listeners out there, you know, dream big and don't ever let anyone, be a stop sign in your life, you know.
Good for you.
I thought your flex was going to be like, I saw my math teacher at the grocery store. And when I walked by him, I was like, hey, Mr. Smith, 5'10", 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, give you the best 50. I still got it.
Cereal's 50% off.
Right.
All right, Matt, thanks for sharing that with us.
Definitely. Thank you.
Peyton, what is this Snapchat audio we have of you?
So I was going through my old Snapchat trying to find some old kind of funny videos, and I came across these videos, and it was in my senior year of college where I was obviously like the most broken and like destroyed human being. I was going through a breakup, a really nasty breakup. Mm-hmm. And this video is so funny to me because it just shows exactly where I was in my life at that point. And it's actually kind of like sad.
I'm just here to let all of you know that love isn't real. Love will never be real. But if you're in love, it's fake. And that love dies just like flowers die.
Damn, Peyton.
And you so wait, what, so you're going through a breakup right there? You just got broken up with?
I just got dumped. And I was like, what is life? Like, everything that I thought was love was a lie. And it obviously dies just like flowers die. So all the flowers that you get in those relationships, when they die, that is just like an example of your life. That's how I feel.
Yeah. And you were just graduating. You were senior. So what were you?
I was going into my senior year.
So 2019, 2020.
I was like 21. I turned 21.
I don't think I was mature enough to have those feelings that you have, even if I went through a breakup. I don't think I am now.
It was awful, honestly. It was a pretty bad breakup, like to the point where I had another guy had brought me flowers one time that I was kind of talking to. And I was like, don't buy me flowers. If you want to buy me something, buy me a cactus, because cacti don't really die like that. Flowers die just like love. So that was my stance.
Whoa, Peyton, that is so deep for that early.
Yeah, we didn't hang out.
You're not
going
to go out with her.
Yeah. I'm trying to bring her flowers to do a nice thing.
So my wife went to Trader Joe's the other day. She came home with a bunch of flowers, and she's like, you know that song from Miley Cyrus? I could buy myself flowers. I was going through Trader Joe's, and I saw these flowers, and I was like, I could buy myself flowers. So I did. Like, she's looking at me like, was I supposed to get flowers? I wasn't in the trailer. Like,
is that a hint for
she's
you?
She's holding like all these flowers. I'm like, oh, good. I could buy myself a carne asada burrito because I'm starving.
Hey, don't tell anybody. John Jay and Rich gave me their personal cell phone number.
Where's my freaking phone?
877-937-1047. It's John Jay and Rich.
Stunning
104.7 Kiss FM, John Jay and Rich. Time for Stacks and Hacks. Here's some random facts for you. That's what Stacks is, and then Rich has life hacks. Random facts for you. Do you know there are no documented cases in history of a pirate making a treasure map? Something to think about. There's movies based on that. No treasure maps. The latest data shows that the average wedding, and Rich was above average. It wasn't the average wedding. But the average wedding cost $29,000.
That's pretty expensive.
Dang.
Backyard weddings all the way.
Yeah, basically everything costs more than it did before the pandemic, except for the groom's attire, which for whatever reason is 3% cheaper than 2019.
That's weird.
Mm-hmm. In a survey, 66% of Americans say they have a negative view about tipping, mostly because they're annoyed about how it's handled. 30% of people say they think the tipping culture has gotten out of control. I agree.
Yeah,
only 30%?
I know.
There's way more people that are like, I mean, I get it. Like, it's nice to tip, and they just made the tip jar. It was always there, but now it's just digital. But now that it is digital, there's so much more pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're staring at you the whole time.
Yeah.
A woman got laid off from work. This is a great prank she played. She played a prank on the whole office where she printed out tons of pictures of herself and numbered them random order and put them all around the office. So when they were finding them, they didn't know how many there were. So they just kept searching everywhere. And it's like, this is number 75. Well, I have number 100. And then one of her coworkers, they had them pinned up on a cork board. Showing, look, we're trying to find all the pictures. Pretty funny. On a new poll on texting shorthand found that 81% of people prefer to type LOL lowercase rather than all caps LOL. Think about that for a second. What do you guys do?
I think I do both. I think it depends what kind of mood I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually kind of funny because it's like normally when you finish a text with LOL, it's like just LOL. You're probably not really laughing out loud. It's just like,
and that's a
it's
lie.
Just like now, yeah. Just like a tagline at the end. It's like
you kind of have to. It's like a smile now.
Yeah.
And totally then if it's really funny, I'll put LMAO. And if it's really, really funny, LMAOOOOO.
Mm. And you'll go with a bah-ha-ha-ha-ha.
I do that a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you use to show excitement? 77% of people say capital OMG. Capital OMG. Which acronym do you use the most? LOL, OMG, or JK?
I use both a lot.
Well, there's three of them.
Probably LOL I use the most. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably.
OMG, I think. Comes up a lot.
Yeah, Grant.
There's a third option of LOL that you do, which is the laziest, which is where the
the first L is capitalized, which is what it the generic thing it does when you first write it out.
Right.
So it's like the minimal effort LOL.
That's man, because I'm hustling. I got a lot of people I'm LOLing to.
On, man. I get it.
Lots of hilarious jokes out there.
How many LOLs to give away?
Right.
Now, this is so interesting. I think a random poll asked 7,000 people. The last time a bee stung you. Okay, have we all been stung by a bee in here?
Yeah, I've never been stung by a bee.
Never been stung by a bee. Okay, then you can't participate in the survey.
Okay.
The last time a bee stung you, do you think it was justified?
Ooh.
Probably. Kyle. Yes.
Okay. 49% of people say the sting was justified. 51% say it wasn't.
I was on top of our backyard table singing, and the bee was probably like, that sounds terrible. Shut it.
Shut her up! To everyone over here!
No backyard karaoke.
I stepped on a bee, and that was like the bee was in the grass doing his thing, and I stepped on it. My fault, my bad. Yeah. But man, it took me down too.
They really hurt. And that's like surprising how bad they hurt.
Yeah, little for like a long time, it lingers.
Yeah.
1 in 5 Gen Zers say they plan to find themselves by splurging on a soul-searching trip. Peyton, is that you?
I would love to do that, yeah. I'm going to be the 1 in 5 now. Thanks for the idea.
Marijuana growers in Ohio say they're facing a serious problem right now. There's too much weed being grown in Ohio. That's the problem.
Oversaturated market. Mm-hmm.
Panda Express is testing new orange chicken sandwich certain locations next month. My kids went to Panda Express yesterday, and Dutch, my youngest son, who eats everything and can't gain any weight, everything, was making fun of my son Kemp, because Kemp is a college athlete and really focused, man. Like, he watches everything he eats. And Dutch was like, he ordered chicken and vegetables, and it had to be grilled chicken and green vegetables. What's his problem?
Right, like when you go to Panda, you got to get all the saucy stuff. What you doing, Kemp?
He goes, do you have brown rice? They didn't have brown rice. So he goes, I just won't have any rice. And Dutch is like, what? What do you mean you don't have any rice?
Where are we?
By the way, calling someone a chicken doesn't really make sense, they say, because research says chickens are actually braver than other birds.
Okay.
You should be more like, you parakeet. A study reveals the artists most likely to make you feel sad, happy, angry, and love. So the artists most likely to make their fans feel happy. Can you guys guess some artists?
Taylor.
Nope.
Harry Styles.
Nope.
Justin Bieber.
Happy. Mm-mm. Happy songs.
Ed Sheeran. Pharrell. Ed Sheeran, U2, and Blackpink.
Ooh.
Least likely to make their fans feel happy.
Drake.
Cardi B. Megan Thee Stallion. Travis Scott. Most likely to make their fans feel sad.
Adele,
for sure.
Panic at the Disco, Linkin Park.
Oh.
What?
Least likely to make their fans feel sad.
Isn't that just the happy one? Or
Taylor
no?
Swift.
Okay.
Dua Lipa, Pink, and Camila Cabello. Most likely to make their fans feel angry.
Oh, back to Linkin Park.
That'd be like a rock.
Papa Roach.
Kanye.
Ah.
Boom.
Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion.
Good answer.
Least likely to make their fans feel angry.
Adele.
Ariana Grande, Selena Gomez, Katy Perry. Most likely to make their fans feel love.
Taylor Swift.
Nope.
Adele.
Nope.
Selena Gomez.
Demi Lovato, Katy Perry, Dua Lipa. Least likely to make their fans feel love.
Do it.
Nominated for more.
Adele.
What awards just came out? What award nominations came out yesterday?
BET.
The B number. Drake. Yeah. Drake is the least likely to make their fans feel love.
Mm-hmm. Drake and Glorilla are crushing it on the BET award nominations.
Yeah. Who's the girl he's with now?
Y'all. He posted this mystery woman on Instagram and posted happy birthday. And she is stunning. I was kind of looking at her profile and I was like, who are you? Because her pictures, she only has 3,000 likes. And if you kind of scroll into her deep dive, you keep swiping and you see she's been kicking it with Drake for a while. But this girl, literally, I looked at it. I was like, oh my God, Drake is dating Jordan Woods. She looks like Jordan Woods, but she is gorgeous. And she's this new mystery lady.
But because he said happy birthday, you think that they're together?
Well, he said happy birthday. You you light my world. My partner.
That's big.
Yeah. It was very much Drake was letting us know he got a new girl.
Okay. Ooh. What do you got for life hacks, Rich?
All right. So for those of you who like to drink, I know Kyle and John Jay, this really isn't you. So I'm really just talking to you, Peyton.
Tell me more.
So I don't know if you know about, do you ever have a soda and a whiskey or something like that? Do you ever combine them?
Yeah.
Okay. So I didn't know this until I did the research in the life hack. You're going to get drunker faster if you use diet soda than regular soda. And why, you may ask?
Why?
It's because the stuff that they use as a sugar substitute, it actually goes through your liver faster. So you get drunk twice as fast if you're drinking like a diet Coke and, you know, whatever, rum.
That's trippy.
So they say if you want to get drunk faster, use a diet soda. But if you want to nurse the night, just use a regular soda with regular, you know, regular soda. I'm sorry, a regular whiskey or whatever drink you have with regular soft drink, and you'll get drunk less fast. That life hack and many more up at johnjayandrich.com.
Oh, cool. Your scanner stopped. It's John Jay and Rich.
Is it this weekend, Rich, or next weekend where you're emceeing the Miss Arizona pageant?
That is next weekend. And boy, that is creeping up fast because I kind of forgot I committed to doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're married to the lady who runs it.
Yeah, so yeah, my wife, Stacey.
I'm surprised she would let you forget.
Right? I was like me saying, oh, I forgot I'm doing Love Pub Family Fest.
Well, I keep on thinking that that's going to be my last year because she keeps on talking about retiring. So she's the executive director, Stacey, my wife, of Miss Arizona that feeds into Miss America. Mm-hmm. So that's the scholarship one. That's the been around for 100 years. It's a pretty big deal. But I keep on hearing her say this will be my last one. So if you would MC it, then I can go out and it'll feel good. And I get super nervous before I do them. And there are so many moving parts. And I don't have a director in my ear when I'm on stage. I don't have, you know, cue cards. Or
wing it.
So I'm on stage by myself, kind of running it for about an hour and a half. So it is a lot. It is harrowing. But I also, now it's to the point where I don't want anybody else to do it because now I feel like it's my event. Now I feel like I have to do it.
Yeah, like you'd almost be offended. Like you chose somebody else.
It's torture, and it's also like I want to do a great job.
I saw this thing, I think I saw it this morning, that whoever is Miss Tempe, you know how it's all the little cities and then you go in the Miss Arizona, whoever is Miss Tempe is also a Tempe police officer.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and she's in the Miss Arizona pageant.
Ooh, wow. I wonder what her talent is going to be.
You wonder what?
I wonder what her talent will be.
Oh, do they do
like,
talent
I wonder
things?
If it yeah, has talent. To do with, like, her
hands up against the wall! Oh, my God. That's her talent.
The talent part's actually a lot of fun because they're really super good at what they do. Like, whether they're singing or dancing or whatever, that's my favorite part.
I saw this thing go viral last week of somebody that saw a New York police officer, and she's, like, beautiful. Did you
see
that?
I saw that, yeah.
And they took a selfie with her, and she's beautiful.
And it started a whole trend.
Yeah, and now you have this Tempe police officer. Who apparently, she must be beautiful. She's already Miss Tempe.
Yeah.
And now she's going to be the Miss Arizona pageant. Like, that's big. And if she becomes Miss America, that's huge. And she's a cop.
We haven't had an Arizona Miss America in a long time, I've been told. Like 60 years or something.
I met.
It's time.
Oh, no, I didn't know. She lives in Arizona. I don't know if she was Miss Arizona, but I know I met a Miss America. It was really cool.
Yeah, that's like, they say that you are like 100,000 times more likely to get into pro sports than you are to become a Miss America.
Jeez. Isn't Nick Jonas's wife a former Miss America?
She's a Miss Universe, I think,
Miss
right?
Miss Universe?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Priyanka Chopra.
She was something, yeah. She was in the beauty pageant world.
Miss Universe is bigger than Miss Lisa.
Evidently.
John Jay and Rich.
It's John Jay and Rich. Hey, Molly.
Hey. Okay, so I'm getting married in 2 months, and like a little bit ago, probably like 6 months ago, I get a FaceTime from my sister-in-law, and I'm like, oh, I wonder what she's FaceTiming about. And then when I pick up, it's her daughter, who's 9, and she's just like, hey, Aunt Molly, can I be the flower girl in your wedding? And like, what do you do when a kid is asking you that? So I was just like, yeah, sure. I mean, there would be nobody else, but like, I'm having an untraditional wedding and I don't even have bridesmaids. And so I was just like, oh, I'll just deal with this later. But I was like mad. And so I told my fiance and then he was mad and we just honestly haven't discussed it further. So I've just been kind of like ignoring it and hoping she just forgets, but I need to tell her eventually, but I don't know how.
Untraditional wedding? Is that a word? It'd be non-traditional wedding?
Non-traditional.
I don't know. I'm not a wordsmith, but that would make sense to me.
Truth.
But did you tell your sister? And then she could handle it. She's obviously going to your wedding, right? Your sister-in-law?
Well, it's like the wife of my fiance's brother. She kept bringing it up. So like I saw them again and she had her ask again. So she just keeps like pushing the narrative because she's just one of those types that I think she wants it to happen. So she just keeps.
Hey, I finally shaved my beard. I was growing my beard for 4 months and my barber, he has a razor from Henson Shaving. And I was like, oh my God, Richard, I've been talking about these guys for a while. I go, when the time comes to shave my beard, will you do it? And he said, yes. And he did it with the razor from Henson. So you too can try this. It works for your legs too, not just for guys in their face. HensonShaving.com. You'll get 100 blades for free when you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com. 100 blades for free. Promo code JJR. You can see how soft and smooth the shave was on my Instagram at John J. Van S. So they give you 100 free blades if you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com.
All my life, I've struggled with shaving because I have sensitive skin and I've got a pretty thick beard, too. So if you use like one of those blades, it just nicks up your neck. And then if you wear a shirt with a collar, it gets all red. But I don't have that problem with Henson Shaving. They figured it out. Their razor's better. They support the blade. 20 years of aerospace technology. HensonShaving.com. Promo code JJR.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Pushing this girl on me, but I don't. It's not going to happen. So, but I don't know what to say.
Okay, so Molly, I think everybody around the room here might give you a different opinion. We're all different people. For me, the most logical thing for me would be, I would think you talk to your fiance and you call off the wedding.
That is not
the
logical.
I'd be like, hey, man,
that is a little different.
She wants to be in it. We don't want her in it. Let's just not get married. That's what you should do. Rich, Rich got married most recently on the show. And I mean, he said no to his kids even. They're not in his wedding.
That's true. They're like, Daddy, can we please do something in your wedding? I'm like, why would I want that?
Let's I don't even want you there.
Hey, so Stacey's got this on a time crunch. And she did, by the way, have it on a time crunch. Well, we didn't have a flower girl, but I would say since you already said yes, you got to say, you got to make her part of the wedding. Because you can't uninvite your niece to be part of the wedding.
What
now.
About the rehearsal, maybe? To have her
I don't think
flowers
so. She
rehearsal.
Said, can I be a flower girl in your wedding? And you said yes. So I think now that's on you that you said yes, that you have to have her do something in your wedding.
What's the reasoning? Like, just out of curiosity, why did you guys choose to have the non-traditional where nobody's walking?
I just don't like ranking friends.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm 24, like, begging my boyfriend to get married. He's not down for it quite yet. But I feel like it's your day. I don't feel like you should, just because you say something in the heat of a moment 6 months ago, that you should have to, you know, do that just because you said it. I don't
What's
feel...
What's worse, though? Having your niece in the wedding or telling her, I'm sorry we changed plates. You can't be in it.
I mean, she's 9, though. I feel like at 9, like, she might be able to, like, comprehend, like, hey, we're actually not going to have everyone do this.
It's
like,
actually her parents.
It's okay.
The parents should get that handled.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So is it your niece? Like, is it your brother's daughter or is it your fiance's?
It's fiance's.
So yeah, he's got to handle that. He's got to talk to his brother, and brother's got to talk to wifey and the daughter, I think is what should go down.
Yeah, I do too.
I think you just set her down.
Whatever means to her, I don't have to do it.
Yeah.
Well, she's 9, you set her down, you go, look, I'm so sorry, but people get divorced because of you.
Oh, no, stop.
Like, your parents are probably going to get divorced.
Kyle, fix this.
I kind of, like, I totally get it. It's your wedding. You want to do it how you want to do it, and you should be able to. But it's like, you already said yes to her. So it's kind of like, it's kind of messed up. Like, you're going to crush this little girl's dreams and hopes. But I know it's your wedding. You're allowed to be selfish that day, which is totally fine. But I'm just wondering if maybe there's a different way to get her involved somehow and just say, hey, we don't really have anyone walking, but would you like to walk around with our guest book and have people sign it?
Oh, that's a good
idea.
So
then she feels really important and special, but then you don't have to change the structure of your wedding.
Even that feels so dumb to stoop down to that, because I literally see this girl one day a year, and then I've got people who are in my lives.
But listen,
like,
she's
time,
about to be part of
anything.
Your married family. Like, you probably don't really see her much now.
I say dump her. Forget it.
Yes.
Here's the thing. If you don't care, then just say, sorry, it's not happening. But it seems like you care a little bit, which is why you asked us.
I don't want to, like, cause a rift in the family, but I really don't want
you're
to
be mean Aunt
Molly.
No kids.
Pushy in-laws.
Just do the whole no kids at the wedding rule.
Do we have
no
to go to mean
wedding.
Aunt Molly's house for Thanksgiving?
All right, Molly. Good luck. Let us know. Good luck. Congratulations with the wedding. That's a tough situation
Thank
to be
you.
In. Godspeed.
Yeah.
It's John Jay and Rich.
In the eternal battle of morning show supremacy, we are one of them. It's John Jay and Rich.
So, Connie, I'm going to say I won my lawsuit the other day, my court case in traffic, where I got two speeding tickets and ran a red light, and my license was to be suspended, but I went and I fought my case against the judge, and I'm going to say it was a win because I didn't get my license suspended. Did you win a court case, Connie? Brag about your court case win.
That does sound like a win. I feel like my win is better because mine was cash.
Oh,
damn. Okay.
Yeah, it was a settlement. So what happened was I was working for a small movie theater chain. We had this great manager, but he moved away, and the guy that they hired was dumb as rocks. But he would do whatever the owners wanted him to do, and that included editing our time punches. So if we came in and we clocked in, you know, half an hour before we were scheduled to work because someone called off or we were really busy or, you know, the popper broke or something like that, he would go back in on Thursday nights, edit our time punches to when we were scheduled to. And we had him dead to rights because we had printed out the log before he edited them. And then it also said his name, the time that he edited them every single Thursday, same deal. He would always go in. All of a sudden, our time punches would be right on time. And it was something that this company had been sued for twice before, but they're still just like, it's worth the risk. We'll just take the money away from these kids.
You know, if they sue and they win, then we'll pay it out. But if they don't, then we're fine. Is that the...
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Terrible.
The American way.
How much money did they have to pay out?
It was differing amounts because it was different amounts of hours that were edited for each person. I got about $1,500, and there were three other people, and I think in total it was around like $5,500 that they had to pay out. And tickets were $3.50. So it's not like this movie theater was making a whole lot of money, you know, and dollar hot dogs. So, like, I don't know why they felt that they needed to scrimp on us. But they got their comeuppance. And I got my cash.
That's so good. You said taking money from a bunch of kids. Were you in, like, high school during this time?
I say kids. I was in my early 20s.
$1,500 anywhere. Good money.
Heck yeah.
As a 20-year-old.
Absolutely.
You know, if I was the judge, if this did go to court, I would be like, dollar hot dogs, man. You got dollar hot dogs. You get free movies. You probably got to see movies for free. I'd be like, this case is dismissed. Get out.
Right. You guys are good enough.
Free movies. I've always wanted to work in a movie theater. Always. My son got the job. My son got a job working in movie theaters, and I was so excited for him. But he was, you know, it was one of those where they serve you the food.
Oh.
And then he had like a lot of grunge work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to go clean the theater and watch the movies for free. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Oh, yeah. No, I would totally disappear and just watch the movies.
See? They should resue you. I'm sending them this tape.
I wonder, Connie, what...
No, they screwed her over.
Hey.
They should have had to pay her more.
Max.
What movie have you seen the most in the theaters?
Moulin Rouge.
Oh, that's a great movie. You can totally watch that over and over again.
I watched it 24 times,
that's awesome.
I think.
Wow.
It's my favorite movie.
All right, Connie, thank you for calling. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi, Richard?
Merci, merci.
All right, 877-937-1047. We're opening up the phone lines. We're going to let you brag about your court win. 877-937-1047. You went to court and you won. Garrett, what's your crazy court case?
This is crazy. So I was up in Prescott. We were horsing around, driving reckless. Got pulled over. A cop thought I was drinking, so I was cited for DUI and reckless driving. 2 days before I was supposed to make an appearance, the judge that I was going to go before in Yavapai County was herself arrested on 4 counts of extreme DUI. So mine was dropped for failure to produce the judge's docket because they couldn't get a judge to take the case because they had to assign all her cases all over again. So I got out.
That is crazy.
And she went in. This was 3 months ago.
When the judge parties harder than you do.
Right.
Yeah. With her. I actually was in her court before. I'm like, I bet she parties. And I'm like, man, now I find out she really parties.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Well, I hope you learned your lesson too. Did you learn your lesson? That's the thing here, Garrett.
Yeah, the lesson is I gotta find out how the judge is doing before I go into court.
All right, dude. Thanks for calling. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Take care, guys. You guys are awesome.
Sean, brag about your court case, 877-937-1047. Brag about your court win. What happened?
Okay, so about 12 years ago, brand new mom hired a nanny to come and stay with my daughter. And about 2 weeks in, I realized that my clothes are missing. So I call the police. He comes over. I tell him the story. He makes contact with the nanny. She got scared, gave him some of the clothes back, and she was charged with petty theft. We went to court. I made a statement to the judge and had discovered a few more things were still missing, and I was able to get her to have to pay restitution for, I don't know, a couple hundred dollars for the rest of the missing clothes, and the judge gave her a verbal spanking in court. He was so mad that she had done something like that to a brand new mom.
That's terrible.
So I haven't hired a babysitter since, maybe, or maybe just a couple. I was so scared.
Yeah, that's a big decision when you're a parent. That actually happened to my mom with our babysitter back in the day. She stole all her jewelry.
What?
Yeah.
She did.
Like your babysitter that was babysitting you?
Yeah, our babysitter stole my mom's jewelry out of her house.
Did she go to court?
No.
Your mom was just like,
she, the girl just disappeared.
Wow. What if it's the same girl?
Oh my gosh.
It was the same girl.
Was she a good nanny, though, other than the stealing?
Well, I don't know. I mean, then that makes you start to think about things. Like, what was she doing? You know,
she wasn't watching a kid.
Actually watching my daughter instead of, going through my closet. I mean, I just had a baby, so my clothes didn't fit. Mm. So, I was going to go out with a girlfriend and, maybe, those super cool Rock Revival blingy jeans from 12 years ago were going to fit. I couldn't find them.
And Rock Revivals are expensive. Those are $150 pair of jeans.
They were. It was a lot. It was a lot of stuff. It just makes you feel so violated.
Yeah.
And someone that you trust to watch your baby. It was awful. It was terrible.
That's why you go to court. All right. Well, thanks for sharing that with us. I thought of another court case. That remember my house got flooded and then I had to rent a house.
Yeah.
And then when I rented that house, that guy said we destroyed our house and we destroyed his house and he was trying to get insurance to pay and we did. A house was fine. He lied and he wouldn't give me back our deposit. And so I took him to court and I spent four times as much as the deposit, but I won.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, ha! He was a true scumbag, this guy. True scumbag.
At that point, it was the principal.
Right.
Yeah. And I remember going to the deposition and everything, and I loved every second of it. It was like being in a movie.
Don't they take 8 hours?
It was forever, but I loved it. Oh, my gosh. I went to his deposition, which means I can't say anything, but he's just staring at me the whole time. I'm staring at him, and he's telling stories, and they're not the truth. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at him, and I'm not, and I'd be like, huh? What? Because I can't say anything. And then I won. It was so great. It took forever.
I beat one court case ever.
What?
I was coming home from Salt River tubing, and I was with my friend, and I was trying to put my pants on, so I kind of swerved, and I got pulled over because the officer thought I had been drinking, and I hadn't been drinking. I mean, I was 16 years old. I was in high school. I just got my driver's license, and he pulled me over. I got a ticket, and then I went to court, and he was there, and he had been following me for probably 2 miles, 3 miles before he pulled me over. And so the judge was like, you can say your part. And I was like, I think that's really interesting that the fact that he pulled me over for drunk driving or a DUI or whatever it is, and he followed me for 3 miles. If I was driving drunk, why would you allow me to drive for 3 miles in a one-way kind of road? I could have hit somebody. And so the judge was like, okay, you have a good point.
Wow.
And I won. Yeah.
Dang.
I got off on it.
Carrie, brag about your court. Hi, what's your court win?
My court win is I was driving to work in the middle of the night about 15 years ago down to Nogales. I worked in Nogales. And in Green Valley, somebody got behind me, and they were following me the whole way. So I was a little bit scared because there's nobody else on the road. Turns out it was another police officer who was waiting to get into the jurisdiction down in Rio Rico. So he pulled me over. I was going 136 miles an hour. He asked why. Well, the reason I was going 136 miles an hour is because it's a drug corridor, for one, and it's scary. But also, my husband was calling from Iraq, and we had spotty service. So the faster I went, the faster I was going to get through that spotty service, and it wouldn't disconnect. So when he pulled me over, my excuse was I was on the phone, which was not the right excuse to give, I guess. But Bluetooth, I was on Bluetooth. So anyways, I had a court date. I got to court. It was nothing like I expected. it was just a room full of people. There was just a ton of people. They gave me my paperwork, and my paperwork said I was facing jail time on the weekend. And I was like, oh, my gosh, like my work's going to fire me if I have to go to jail. So the judge, it was a packed room, and the judge was asking, he's like, you know, last time I came down here, I didn't cross the border. Does anybody in this building speak English? This is crap. And I'm like, I do. So he was so happy. He was like, fine, 4 hours, you're done. I didn't have to explain anything. He didn't explain anything. And I got 4 hours of traffic school.
And how fast were you going?
136.
What kind of car do you have?
It was a brand new Acura. I was so excited.
Dang, 136. Holy smokes.
You're like driving faster for cell service.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you, Carrie, for sharing that. And thank your husband for his service. Thank you.
Thank you.
Rico, what's your go
yes,
ahead
sir.
Brag about your court case win. What'd you do?
All right, so stationed in the military, let's just say next to the border, and me and my buddy, because we're 18, go over to Mexico to drink, right? You're legal over there at that point. And so on the way back, we had to urinate, went behind a Circle K, a cop car pulls up and gives us a ticket to go to court. So then we go to court. I tell the judge, I was throwing up. I wasn't urinating. I threw up. I was sick. And my buddy said the same thing. He's like, well, no, you know, here, talk to the attorney. So we started talking to an appointed attorney. Attorney's like, you guys want this done, like, quick and over? He's like, all right. So we're, like, thinking he's just going to, you know, fight for us and get it dismissed. So we go in there, and he's like, okay, so you guys agree to a lesser, you know, something. And we're like, no. I told him, I was throwing up, you know. And my buddy's like, well, I was fixing to pee. And so he dismissed my case, and he gave my buddy a attempting urination.
Oh.
That's there's a thing called attempting urination?
I know.
Because I feel like I'm attempting urination every day.
That's
what he said. I was surprised.
But isn't that funny that vomit coming out of your mouth is okay. Liquid coming out of your mouth. But liquid coming out of where it's supposed to come out every day,
I mean,
is illegal.
That's public indecency.
Yeah, yeah.
Still.
Going to the bathroom on the side of the road.
But can you throw up on the side of the road?
Yes, you can.
Both gross, but one has the chance of people seeing your private area.
Exactly.
That's not a decent illegal. Exposure with your face.
Super illegal. You have no idea who's looking around.
I think you should be allowed to pee in a bush or a tree.
The beautiful thing is that at night, right? So that kind of probably helped my case to say that, hey, I was throwing up. You know, I wasn't urinating.
Why was he throwing up with his pants down? Yeah.
Rico, you lied in a court of law, man. I'm mad at you.
Dude. Yeah. All right, Rico, thanks for calling in, dude.
You guys take care. God bless.
Yeah, if that last segment offended you, I am really, really sorry. Please email our management at yourmom@iheartradio.yourmom.com. It's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich. Taylor has to be at work in 6 minutes, but she wanted to tell us about a TV show. What's up, Taylor?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so St. X, it's on Hulu. I already watched it all, okay? And I was so upset because I was like, where is this show going when it ended? Like, so I recently found out it's kind of like Black Mirror. So every season is going to be a different storyline, I believe even different actors, but it was so good.
So I told, this is the show, Kyle, I sent to you, and you said you didn't have a Hulu password.
Yeah.
So it's somebody else told me about it, and they said it's like a murder, like a girl is murdered at a resort or something, right?
Yeah, that was me. I told you about it.
No, it was my son's. My son's basketball coach told me about it, and he said it was fantastic, and I was like, wow, okay. So is it weekly? It's out already, like the whole thing, because I think there were still more episodes.
Yeah, so it's already all out. I unfortunately had to go through the, you know, weekly having to wait for every new episode, but you don't have to.
Okay.
Okay.
Go to work. You have 5 minutes.
Bye, you guys. Bye. Have a good day.
Bye. Just tell you, I said this yesterday, and there's three episodes to Arnold Schwarzenegger's documentary. Episode one's all about bodybuilding, how he came to this country and setting goals and manifesting. And episode two is how he became an actor and how he was like, wouldn't get parts, and how he met Maria Shriver, and that's his ex-wife, remember? And I think part three is where he gets into government and I think having the baby with the maid. Remember that part?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's part three, but I'm only in part two right now. And his whole movie acting thing, him and Stallone are like, hate each other, and they literally do movies to compete with. Stallone's like, I killed 13 people in one of my movies. The next movie Arnold has, he kills 30 people in his movie. Like, just this incredible competitiveness. Now, what
I
else?
Just finished the second episode.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Is it good?
Yeah, it is good. It's interesting. I didn't know, like, he was already a millionaire when he started to, like, become an actor.
Yeah, he started buying apartment complexes because the Joe Weider guy from the bodybuilding guy was said giving him advice on how to invest. So he started buying apartment complexes and stuff. Oh, I'm so happy.
So he's like, he didn't have to take, like, roles he didn't want to take.
Oh, wow.
He's like, it's not like I needed money. I didn't have to just pick up any role. He's like, I just took the ones that I wanted. And he was so set on being a leading man.
He was a character actor. F that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like, I'm going to be a leading man. That's a really good documentary.
It's funny, too, because like when he did Terminator 1, he was the bad guy. But in Terminator 2, he's the good guy, and he got pissed that he didn't kill anyone.
Yeah, he came back to save John Connor. What else? Did you watch Never Have I Ever?
Not yet. Oh, okay. I'm like on episode 5 of the new season of Never Have I Ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. It's such a cute show. Have you ever watched it, Peyton?
I haven't, but I've seen it, and I'm like, I feel like I'd be into this.
It's very cute. Okay. It's about this girl in high school, and she's like very incredibly smart, and like she sticks to her culture, but she's like, she's so real, and it's like her and her friends are like kind of nerdy, but then she starts dating like the most popular guy in school, and that's like
fun.
The first couple seasons, and now he just graduated, and she's on her senior year, so it's like...
Are they still together?
No, because he left.
Okay, so she has a new love interest
then?
Yeah,
spoiler alert, I guess.
I didn't know that was back. I really liked that show.
It came out yesterday.
So good.
Yeah. Peyton, what about the documentary you were watching?
Yeah, so I finished The Curious Case of Natalia Grace, and it's basically about this Ukrainian girl. She has dwarfism, and she was adopted by Michael and Christine Barnett. And, like, basically, they felt like she was a grown woman, and there was, like, some child abuse going on, like, that kind of thing, and nobody really knew how old this girl was. They thought that she was a 30-year-old, and she was like, I'm 6. And so there's like kind of a whole bunch of stuff going on. And I got to episode 6, I finished it, and I'm still confused. I still don't really know exactly like how I feel about it, because the whole thing's kind of interesting. It's like they like biologically, like legal, biologically, she was born in 2003, but like the courts ruled that like legally she has to say she was born in like 1989 or something like that. So it's like her trial in court, and Michael Barnett got off in court because the jury didn't know that like they had a DNA test and they found her real mom, who literally like if she had her.
Well, why was he in court?
For child abuse, literally for abusing her and abandoning her, because when she was apparently 13 years old, they thought she was a 30-year-old. So they put her in an apartment because they were like, she's going to kill us. She's going to do all this kind of stuff. And Natalia Grace comes on and she's getting interviewed. She's like, they were telling me to tell people that I tried to poison them or else I was going to get hurt. Like that type of thing.
So who do you believe?
I believe Natalia Grace right now.
Is she still alive?
She's still alive, and she's about 33 right now.
In real life, 34?
In real life, she's 33, but this case was happening 10 years ago.
And where's he now? Is he in jail?
I don't know. Well, no, he's not in jail. Oh. He got off. He got not guilty, but I didn't know, but apparently there's going to be a part 2 that focuses on the wife, Christine.
Hmm.
Like later in the summer.
Max?
It's on Max.
I thought I remember that story, and I thought they found out she was like 30 or 23 when they adopted her.
I don't think so. I think that, like, legally she was born in 2003. They found her mom and they had a DNA test. She was a 99.9% match, and she was born at a different, like, the math didn't math.
Interesting.
So she was a kid, not an adult.
She was a kid, and basically the mom was just like, I didn't want to give her up. I had to, because at the time the doctor told me, like, she's not going to have a good quality of life, that kind of thing. Give her to a family that can help her and has the money for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's on Max. The show Kyle and I were talking about is on Netflix. The show Taylor was talking about is on Hulu. So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. I decided to grow a beard. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? So I'm going to get rid of the beard. And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free. My barber uses Henson Shaving. So I'm going to get a shave from my barber, and he's going to use the Henson Shaving blade. I'm going to post it on Instagram because I'm so happy to have my face back. I'm just so happy. Thank you, hensonshaving.com. Promo code JJR.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. But this is the reason that you get facial problems like with the other blades. Henson figured it out. They use their 20 years of aerospace manufacturing to align eliminate what they call blade chatter. The result is so gentle. It's a great shaving experience, and I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. HensonShaving.com, promo code JJR.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
John Jay and Rich!
John Jay and Rich. Okay. This romance in Hollywood, how do you want to explain it? Peyton, Kyle, how, where do you start?
What do we say? Is that gross? I don't
gross
know.
Gross is exactly. Gross in all capital letters with like the little throw up emoji. Gross.
So who is it and why?
I'm sick to my stomach over this one. And it's Kelis.
Kelis.
Kelis. See, I'm like, what? Yeah, Kelis.
This girl.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard and they're like, it's better than yours.
Who's she dating?
I could teach you, but I have to charge. She's dating Bill Murray. Like, what?
How
what?
Old is she? How old is he?
She's 43. He's 72.
And that's gross?
Honestly.
It's like almost 30 years.
Yeah.
What are they even talking about?
It's just when you look at the pictures, it looks gross. Me personally, like, my theory is, like, you know, like, once you're, like a grown adult, like, whatever. She knows what she wants. She's 40. Like, he's 70. Like, she can do her own thing. It's not as disgusting to me as Leonardo DiCaprio only wanting to date 29-year-olds. But my thing is, I'm like, just, like, why? Like, what's the appeal here?
You know what, though? I was like, reading into it. I'm like, this just seems like the most unlikely couple. But in the last 2 years, both of their spouses passed away. And they're saying that's kind of one of the things that they bonded over, like, that they both had that happen to them. And I could see that, you know, because that's a really, it's a specific thing that you think probably only someone who's gone through it could understand.
That's, I mean, that makes sense.
I know. And but, I was like, okay.
And he made her laugh. Yeah. He probably made her laugh.
It's taken the internet by storm, though. Have you guys seen the memes?
No. Oh, my God, no. Are they funny?
They are hilarious.
Ghostbuster, like, comments?
No, not Ghostbuster comments. But they're basically saying, like, obviously her milkshake, like, her milkshakes must be, or her milk must be expired if she's wanting to date Bill Murray. And then they're doing the white chicks, your mama's so old, her breast milk turns to powder.
Well, but it's working for them, so hey.
It's good for them, I guess. Yeah. I'm glad she's just not 29.
Yeah.
What about Kim Kardashian? What's going on with her?
Well, so, you know, in the new season, we're learning all new things about the whole family. And Kim Kardashian was sitting with Scott Disick. And they were talking about, you know, what would life be like if we didn't do this reality show? Because that really, like, propelled their fame.
I wonder what life would be like now if we didn't take that road. Like, what would our life... I mean, we definitely wouldn't be living here.
We should do an episode where we all go back to where we would be. Probably have a bunch of Dash stores.
I'd be working at, like, Macy's.
No, you would not.
I loved it.
First of all, you were such an entrepreneur even when you were a kid.
I'm like, I don't even remember Kim Kardashian as working at Macy's. Like, she was already famous before the show.
Come on.
And they already had their clothing boutiques.
You don't see what that is. Macy's is going to start carrying Skims.
Oh.
Genius, Richard.
Peyton, didn't you have something on Kim Kardashian, too?
I did have something on Kim Kardashian, and I'm like, Kim, why are you lying to us? She went out, and she was like, I'm a shy girl in the bedroom. I'm like, I'm sorry, girly, but you have a whole sex tape out there? I don't believe you.
How is she in the sex tape? Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, and I don't think I want to.
Granted,
I highly doubt that she's shy in the bedroom if she let Ray J film all of her goodies. Yeah.
Maybe, like, after that, it made her shy, though.
I guess. I just can't see Kim Kardashian being timid walking into the bedroom. Like,
it's funny that she would say that knowing that there's a video of her in the bedroom.
Exactly. Right. Like, she's lying to us.
And wasn't there that tape of her telling her mom or talking to her grandma about making love with Pete Davidson on a rug in front of the fire?
I don't know.
Remember that?
Yeah. But that doesn't necessarily mean she's not timid and he wasn't, like, you know, taking charge or whatever.
She's like, I like to, like, don't look at me. Yeah, right, Kim. You have one of the best bodies in the world. What are you doing?
What about Selena Gomez, Kyle and Fug?
Oh, my gosh. So, you know, there was that rumor that she was dating Zayn Malik, right? A couple months ago. I don't know if this was like just to let everyone know, maybe she's not, but she was with some friends watching this like random soccer game. And she was like, I think just admiring the soccer players. And she was screaming this out to them.
I'm single. I'm just a little high maintenance. But I love you so much.
I'm just like, imagine Selena Gomez screaming that at you while you're like playing soccer.
That's so really cute.
Because in the video, it's so funny because all the comments on it are like, how do they not realize it's Selena Gomez that's screaming that to them? They're all just like focused on the soccer game. Like not one of them comes over and is like, hey, what's up?
This is Lionel Messi who just signed like a $5 billion deal.
Right. Yeah. Just playing in like a scrimmage.
How about Kelly Clarkson?
Kelly Clarkson has a new album coming out, and so she took a page out of Ed Sheeran's recent book, who Ed keeps surprising all these people at bars, except for she went the daytime route, and she showed up at a Starbucks in L.A. with, like, a full choir and decided to sing one of her new songs off her album, like, a cappella version, and then decided to put in her order. Okay, here you go.
So it's like a publicity stunt?
Yeah, absolutely. It's promotion for her new album.
It's in L.A., so I figured the people that are in L.A. and Starbucks are like, next. You do it in freaking Apache Junction.
Hey, can you write up with the song? I really want my vanilla latte.
Do it in Avondale, and people are like, holy crap, yeah. That's Kelly Clarkson.
Right.
It's John Jay and Rich.
So in the sports world right now, you know, you got this golf thing happening with PGA and LIV merging.
Lots of drama there.
You've got the NBA finals going on, right?
Lots of drama there.
And I don't want to bring up the hockey because it doesn't flow with the game I'm about to play.
Oh, but
right?
It's happening.
But you got the NBA finals going on right now. And so the two sports I brought up, golf and the NBA, both involve balls.
That's true.
Golf ball, basketball. Peyton played basketball in college.
I did.
So this game we're going to play, we've played it before. The last time we played it was in 2016. It's called Know Your Balls.
Okay.
Okay? I'm going to quiz you and see if you know your balls because it's Friday today.
It's Friday and John G's got a game for you.
Peyton, if you've been offered a low estimate, you have been...
Lowballed
is correct.
Okay.
Know your balls.
That was very confusing.
Know your balls.
That makes sense. Okay.
Kyle, this is a term used by pilots when accelerating quickly. The throttle's pushed all the way to the panel, and the throttle lever actually touches the panel.
Balls to the wall.
Balls to the wall. Kyle knows her balls. Rich, Chase Field Stadium is a...
baseball stadium.
No.
Wrong. I was looking for ballpark.
Oh, ballpark. Okay.
Oh, man.
Sure.
Peyton, this Ben and Jerry's ice cream flavor was inspired by a Saturday Night Live sketch starring Alec Baldwin and Molly Shannon.
It's an ice cream flavor?
Uh-huh. It's a real ice cream flavor from Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that's American Ball Dream.
Yes, no. Kyle.
Is that Schwetty's balls?
Schwetty balls. Okay. Kyle almost knows her balls.
Almost.
Okay, that was close. An extra S.
Rich, this is a lewd nickname for your significant other.
Ball and chain.
Ball and chain. This is a tough one. This is for Kyle or Peyton. Billy Bob Thornton and Halle Berry star in this movie where a racist prison guard falls in love with an African-American wife of the last prisoner he executed.
Ooh, balls.
Ball of fire.
No.
Is it Monster's Ball?
Yes. Monsters Ball Academy. Yeah. She won the Academy Award for that.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Never seen it or heard of it.
Rich, Jerry Lee Lewis song, Goodness Gracious.
Great Balls of Fire.
That's right. Kyle, when trying to tell the future, a gypsy looks into a...
crystal ball.
That's right. I'm giving this to Kyle again. 1987 movie star, a Mel Brooks Star Wars parody.
Oh, Spaceballs.
That
took you, you quote that quite a bit, actually.
Yeah.
And that's Know Your Balls. Congratulations, you guys. The three of you know your balls.
We did it.
It's Friday, and John G's got a game for you.
It's the John Jay and Rich radio program.
Two names.
Four hosts.
And a whole lot of fun.
It's John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich. We're going to play a game right now. We're going to play a game. We got Stephanie on the line. Hi, Stephanie.
Good morning, guys.
Morning. So listen, you're going to play for Enrique Iglesias tickets, Ricky Martin tickets, and Pitbull tickets. It's one pair of tickets, but you get to see all three.
Yay. No, I'm excited. My mom has been like a Ricky Martin fan. We both love Pitbull, and not to forget about Enrique, but
I would love to surprise her with these tickets. So it'd
okay.
be fun.
Well, let's see how well you do at Summer Blockbuster Movie Line Trivia. Richard?
Well, here's the theme. It's summer blockbuster movies. These are all massive movies. So I can't imagine any of you will get any of these wrong. But if you do, I will allow for one steal. We got questions. You answered right. You get a point. John Jay, you go first. John Jay, if you were in a superhero movie looking to find Infinity Stones, what movie might you be in?
Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, I'll take that. Mm-hmm. That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Bravo.
Mm-hmm. Bravo.
Kyle, if you find yourself on the moon planet of Pandora, what science fiction movie might you be in?
Avatar.
Avatar is correct.
Yay! Look at everybody getting points. Peyton, are you ready?
Yeah.
If you're a tiny person who lives in the Shire, what movie might you be in?
Trolls.
No, it is not Trolls. That's our steal.
A Shire?
Living in the Shire.
I'm going to go with Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings is correct.
Oh, Dobby is an elf. Okay.
What? Oh, no, you're getting another movie in there.
Is that not right? Dobby's an elf, right?
Yes, he is, but a different movie.
Oh, okay.
Now, you're thinking of Harry Potter.
Oh, okay.
Dobby. Is what you're thinking of.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways,
or Dopey.
Everything from, I just said.
Or you're thinking of Dopey from Snow White. Either way, okay. None of those are correct.
All right, my bad.
All right. Over to you, Stephanie. If your parents are supers and you are a super discovering your powers, what movie might you be in?
The Incredibles.
The Incredibles is correct.
Yay, good job.
Everybody on the board but Peyton. We go to the audio section, which is thrilling and exciting. These are some of the biggest movies of all time, and they say the most recognizable theme song beginnings of all time. So I'll give you a few seconds. Let's see if you can get it. John Jay, you go first.
Indiana Jones. Wait. No, this is Avengers.
Final answer.
Avengers.
I'm looking for your final answer. You say Avengers.
That is correct. It is the Avengers.
What was that?
I'm just making sure he's, keeping it honest. All right, Kyle, over to you.
Super Mario Brothers movie.
This band, I was watching. There's an actual band playing this.
I've seen that. And do you know why they're playing the music? Because they have real life like Super Mario games going on, and they play the soundtrack while people are playing.
It's
and then like
good.
When people slip on the banana, they like make like a noise to make it sound That's like awesome. You slip on the banana.
They're
it's really
good.
Cool.
They're good. Okay, Kyle, Super Mario Brothers, you are correct. Okay, Peyton, your move.
You didn't go to this movie with us.
Maverick.
You've missed every Top Gun question since last year when you didn't go to the movie with us.
And we will
do
not
a
forget.
A walk-in at the radio station, and all we're going to do is watch Top Gun Maverick.
Okay, I like this one for you, Steph. Most recognizable theme songs from the first note, according to a survey.
That's Toy Story.
That is Toy Story. All right, very good. Now, these are all blockbuster movies. I give you a quick plot synopsis. You tell me the movie. This is our third and final round. Everything is worth the same amount of points. John Jay, over many missions against impossible odds, Dom and his family have outsmarted
That's of yours.
And outnerved. Okay, but now somebody, because of a blood revenge, is trying to ruin his family. I need the name of the movie.
Well, it's hard. There's like a million of those.
I'm going to go with Fast X.
Correct!
Ooh, that was a guess.
It was a guess because I thought there's no way he's going to do an old one.
Mm-hmm. Is that the most recent one?
No, wow. Topical here.
Yeah, I know. You're being very topical today.
Very topical. All right. When a massive creature, Kyle, escapes, it sets off a chain reaction that causes other dinos to run amok. It's up to one former military man to save two young brothers and tourists from a prehistoric assault.
Jurassic Park. Oh, I don't know. Jurassic Park, the end of the world.
Peyton.
What? Try to rephrase it. Rephrase it. You're close.
No, I'm not.
Peyton.
Yeah.
Jurassic World, Rise of the Dominion.
I'll just take Jurassic World. Give you a point for that. You're back in. Wow. All right, Peyton, over to you. After years of battling against the evil Lord Voldemort, 17-year-old Harry Potter is out for revenge to stop Voldemort once and for all. Name the movie.
Harry Potter, Chamber of Secrets.
No! Anybody from the steal?
So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. I decided to grow a beard. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? So I'm going to get rid of the beard. And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free. My barber uses Henson Shaving. So I'm going to get a shave from my barber, and he's going to use the Henson Shaving blade. I'm going to post it on Instagram because I'm so happy to have my face back. I'm just so happy. Thank you, hensonshaving.com, promo code JJR.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. But this is the reason that you get facial problems like with the other blades. Henson figured it out. They use their 20 years of aerospace manufacturing to eliminate what they call blade chatter. The result is so gentle. It's a great shaving experience, and I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. HensonShaving.com, promo code JJR.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There's two movies, part one and two. Stephanie?
No, I...
Goblet of Fire.
No, I'm looking for Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, either part one or two. Okay, over to you, Stephanie. Again, very, very current. In fact, so current it might not even be out yet. Indiana Jones races against time to retrieve a legendary dial that can change the course of history.
Oh, my God. I've never seen those movies.
Oh, no. Breaking John J's heart.
Never seen any of them.
No, ever, any of them.
Okay, anybody want to assist?
I don't even know.
Anybody want to assist Stephanie for a win?
Indiana Jones and Dial of Destiny.
Dial of Destiny, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny is correct.
Yeah. Should have just accepted the new Indiana Jones movie. Like that's what everyone's going to know it as.
Stephanie, you win. You're going to go see Enrique. You're going to go see Pitbull and Ricky Martin. Congratulations. Hold on, we'll get your information.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Okay, let's talk about this UFO sighting. I've seen all the news footage, right, on Instagram, and I don't know if this is ADHD in me, but I can't sit through it.
I'm like, get to it. And you never see the figures.
Oh,
no.
You don't? Okay.
No.
Oh, good. I'm so glad.
It's
same. Why? Maybe you have ADHD, too.
Or the UFO.
You see the UFO fall.
Yeah, but it's
sky.
Like a little green light.
What? It is. Okay. It's a huge
doctor
light.
Video. What,
okay, what's the story? Just fill me in, because what's the whole story?
So there was this family that called 911, called the police, because they saw these massive figures in their backyard. They said they were 9 and 10 feet tall, that they were these massive shadows. So they called 911. The police officer came, and then on the officer's, like, body cam, he turns to the side, or she turns to the side, and you see this massive light literally drop from the sky.
So I think the body cam footage, I thought that came first. And then the 911 call came shortly after that because the 911 people were responding to something different. Because at the end of it, they go, now, if you have something like that, don't call us because we don't take care of that.
Oh,
right?
See, I thought that the family reported the incident.
That's
and then
what I understood,
they came,
too.
Oh, okay. And then he was talking. Yeah, well, that's what the 911 call. And the guy, he's like, I'm so nervous right here. Like, I'm literally sweating. Like, I'm sick to my stomach.
The cops is that?
No, the guy who called 911.
There's two body
this
cams.
This is so complicated.
Oh, okay.
There's two
okay,
body cams. So basically what's happening is the police officer's responding. He's like, normally we don't do this.
Responding to what?
This call of a UFO crash in somebody's backyard. And he said, normally I wouldn't do this, but my partner just saw this thing drop from the sky. And he said, you know, we got to investigate because what if it's something?
And only one family saw it?
Only one family saw what they believe are alien-type creatures. But you can see something dropping from the sky.
Yeah, definitely. I actually read that. I thought that some of the other neighbors said that they had heard and saw, like, ruffling, like, dark shadows in their backyard.
Yeah, that too. So there are reports of that,
so
but no...
Like,
video
yeah,
of it.
No video.
Which is my biggest problem with all the UFO stuff. It's like, that's why NASA's like, we can't tell because all the footage that you have of everything is garbage. We can't tell what it is. We don't know what
it
is.
But there's footage of the spaceship crashing?
There's something dropping
from
the sky.
It's like a, it's not even like, you can't even mistake it for like a shooting star. Like, it is a big blob of light that literally drops.
Okay, so do they go to the crash site? Do they see anything there?
No.
Nothing's there.
No, nothing's there. It's just gone.
I know. Nah. I know. It's not, it's like a, in the video, it doesn't even look like that big blob of a light. Like, it looks just like a light.
Yes, it does.
It looks like
some guy tripped with a flashlight.
It looks like a bad episode of Reno 911.
I'm watching the thing on Instagram. I'm watching the kid who's talking about it going, yeah, here's what happened. And I'm like, bro, get to it. And I watched 45 seconds and it was... He didn't get to it. I was done. I swiped up. I was like, I don't care. If this is legit, I'll hear about it from other places. And then I saw it on all these other places. And I'm like, is this real? Is this not real? I don't believe it.
I'm skeptical.
I think it's a distraction trying to get us to keep our eye off the ball of something else happening.
You're going to tell me that this isn't a big ball of light?
What?
Look at this massive thing. That's huge. That is a big small ball.
Why couldn't that be
a light?
Why
could
that
be
anything. Vegas.
You don't know how far away from the light you are.
That's a UFO and aliens are running around somewhere.
No, I mean, you're probably right, but no video yet. No good video.
That's a guy in the backyard with a flashlight.
No, it's not.
That's what it looks like to me.
John Jane Rich.
Kyle, what are three things we need to know today?
Not to be a buzzkill, but you should probably skip the drinks this weekend. A study just out of Oxford University found literally any amount of alcohol that you drink could increase your risk of over 60 different diseases. So even in moderation, it has been linked to health ramifications, certain cancers, an early grave, that kind of thing. Sorry, Peyton.
I'm just going to forget you even said that.
That's only 60.
Many people probably will, but you'll probably think about it when you're drinking.
Especially when I plan on like actually partying this weekend. I know. So what the heck, Kyle?
Sorry. I feel like you should probably at least have the information before you make your choices. Ashley Furniture is now recalling over 250,000 party-time power love seats. Sofas and recliners, there's a fire hazard. They have LED lighting in them in the cup holder that can overheat, cause smoke, fire damage, something you definitely don't want in your house and near electronics like televisions and whatnot. So check out their website if you possibly have one of these things. Now, you guys, is this tacky or techie? There's an argument on Reddit about a couple who put a sticker on their car that says just married with their Venmo username. Like, if you want to congratulate the couple, you'll Venmo them some money or something like that. Mm-hmm. But the Reddit users are pissed at these people saying, how greedy is this? How unbelievably tacky this is? And some people are like arguing like, hey, they're just taking advantage of technology. And if they're like a new couple, then, you know, it's like you don't have to donate if you don't want to. So why do you care? I don't know what your opinions are. Do you think it's tacky or do you think
I'm kind of okay with it. Like if they make, you know, whatever, $100 or $1,000 that they wouldn't have before, then it worked. Yeah. So can't be a hater.
It might be a little, you know, it kind of reminds me of being forced to tip. Like we're taking this technology thing to the new limit. So anyways, you can join in that argument on Reddit if you've got a problem with it or if you want to defend them. And that's three things you need to know.
Speaking of Venmo, what about you, Kyle, and your Venmo?
So I keep getting these messages from Venmo that someone is trying to log into my account. So now twice I've had to go in and change my password. And I'm like just waiting for the day that like it starts sending money on my behalf or something like that. And I'm like, I just feel so violated. Like, why are you trying to break into my Venmo account? Like this happened a while ago with my Walmart account. And then I had to put in that two-factor authentication thing. And now on a regular basis, Walmart will send me a password to log in and I didn't ask for it. So I know someone's trying to log into my account.
Oh my gosh. And that's awful. And you've actually had issues with Venmo, right? Because wasn't like Girl Scouts taking your money?
Well, they tried to start. No, I was selling the Girl Scout cookies and I wanted to make it easier for people to pay. So I had them Venmo me and then Venmo started taxing me as if I was a business. I'm like, no, it's not a business. I'm making any money off of these cookies.
So do you think that's one person targeting you? Do you think it's one of those things like in another country or do you think it's like somebody that knows who you are, listens to you?
I don't know. I mean, they didn't really happen super duper close to one another. Like the Walmart thing happened over a year ago. And for the last year, I'm getting the login codes.
I've heard security people say that once you get, you know, compromised, then you just are part of that round where people just know.
Well, that sucks.
They just keep on coming after people because something worked.
I'm like, come on. I feel like I'm a nice person.
They cracked your password, so they're going to use it for everything.
Yeah, Grant.
Hey, it's me.
Oh, Grant.
Kyle, can you send me like $5, please?
Sure. And a knuckle sandwich.
I'll stop.
I've had someone try to, I get the email that someone's trying to log into my Facebook, and I'm like, okay. And then.
Well, like your Facebook, but like this is like Walmart, that person tried to buy a TV, which is why they flagged it.
Dang.
The TV was going somewhere else, like on the East Coast or something
like
that.
They're like, Kyle watches TV on her phone. This isn't Kyle.
You didn't buy that. And like Venmo, it's like, that's money. Like
right.
They could start buying stuff or sending people money with my account.
And isn't it like if like, say theft happens with like on your debit card, like you can't really file to like
get those charges reversed, it would have to be on a credit card?
I don't know. So I think like if you really have a debit card with a bank, I feel like there should be some sort of protection, but I don't know.
Have you got that notification that says, like, hey, someone's trying to log into your Facebook? If this is you and you were doing it, ignore this email. Like, it takes
That's
me a second.
That's what the Venmo thing said.
It takes me a second to understand it.
Yeah, and then it said, what? If this is not you, further action is required.
Yeah, like, whoa, what?
Like, oh.
Did I try to log in? Anyway.
Broadcasting live across the world right now. This is the John Jay and Rich radio program.
I finally shaved my beard. I had a beard going for 4 months. So then I go to the barbershop to trim my beard, and my barber, true story, is telling me about this new razor he has that's from Henson Shaving. HensonShaving.com, you'll get 100 blades for free when you use the promo code JJR. You can see how soft and smooth the shave was on my Instagram at John J. Van S.
You buy the razor one time and it's good for life. It's better for your skin. For me, I have sensitive skin and a thick beard. This is the best razor I have ever used, ever. HensonShaving.com.
Promo code JJR.